Feels like it's Christmas, right?
It does.
Welcome back, Ventura County. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin.
And I'm Karen Campbell. And we're so excited to have Eric Nazarenko with us.
Oh my gosh.
I can't say ever say your name
say
correctly.
Your last name.
Nazarenko.
Nazarenko.
He is our Ventura County District Attorney, and we are so glad to have you today. Welcome.
A pleasure. Great to be with Girls on the Air. Nice to see you, Tracy and Karen.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
I grew up in the San Fernando Valley.
Okay.
And live now, obviously, in Ventura County.
Right. How long have you lived here?
Almost 12 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I love this county.
Do you like being the DA?
I really do. I mean, I want to keep this county safe.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that we're holding offenders accountable and that there are consequences for crimes. And it's just a great office. We have, at this point in our history, more prosecutors than at any point in the past.
Great.
Nearly 108. And that means more prosecutors in the courtroom protecting the public.
That's really great.
That's awesome.
I used to be a reporter in San Antonio, Texas. I was in TV. And I was at the DA's office like almost every other day. Hi, Susan Reed. How's it going? You know, we were like really good friends. But I felt like we were always there. And do you get bombarded by reporters a lot?
Sometimes, you know, with COVID and the pandemic, there's not, frankly, as much interaction in the courthouse.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, despite the shutdowns and the slowdowns, we're still conducting jury trials.
Yeah.
Jurors are still coming in and doing their civic duty. And it's just great to see the wheels of justice continuing to move.
Yeah, I was at the courthouse actually yesterday. I'm doing a custody thing right now with my daughter. And, it was just like any other day, but everyone was wearing a mask, you know.
Yeah, we have to do that now. So I know you are in charge of every single program and safety thing that we have in our county. Maybe you can kind of tell our listeners a little bit about what kind of programs we do have to keep us safe in our area.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Karen. We are a 300-person organization operating under a $60 million budget. And part of our obligation is to review cases that come to our attention to make sure the elements of crimes are met, and when they are, to file criminal charges, to hold offenders accountable. But we also have a significant victim outreach component, namely the Family Justice Center. It is across from the Ventura County Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
It is a one-stop shop with county providers, nonprofits, and others to assist victims of crime. Maybe they need a restraining order. Perhaps they need assistance in obtaining reimbursement for medical expenses and hospital bills. Perhaps they need a pro bono attorney to help them with a family law matter. This is a one-stop shop.
That's great.
Yeah, wraparound services for victims of domestic violence, human trafficking, child abuse, physical and sexual abuse, as well as hate crimes. And it's a great resource for all of Ventura County.
Can you just walk in? Do you have to make an appointment?
We prefer that you make an appointment, but frankly, walk-ins are acceptable, and we have them all the time.
And so what are we doing to keep our businesses safe? Because that's really what's on people's minds. They're out doing Christmas shopping. You know, you can get involved in something that you're not wanting to be involved in just by being there. You know, we have had a couple smash, smash and grabs or whatever. Those are traumatic for people, you know?
Absolutely. We have a deep commitment to making sure our patrons are safe when they shop in our stores and that our small business community and our retail establishments are protected. So what we do as prosecutors, when the elements are met, we're going to charge these crimes vigorously and aggressively. And I'll give you some examples of how we're doing that. So we had a crew, because a lot of these are organized. They have planning, communication, and coordination. We had a crew that came in. They were allegedly taking items high-end from beauty supply stores in multiple locations. So if the dollar amount of the items they have taken is above $950, the threshold between a misdemeanor and a felony, we will file felony charges.
Mm-hmm.
And when we believe the facts and circumstances support conspiracy charges, that is, they're working in concert, we can show specific acts that suggest they are working in a coordinated fashion, we can also increase it to felony. This is something that we have to take seriously. We've seen these flash mobs in the Bay Area and in L.A. We want to make sure that if any of them are coming to Ventura County, they know the Ventura County DA's office is going to go after them aggressively and vigorously if the facts and circumstances support it.
What do you do when you guys go out there? Let's say there's a robbery like that and they take a bunch of stuff from a hair salon. Do you arrest them?
Well, we're not the arresting agency. We have a Bureau of Investigation, sworn peace officers.
Right.
They typically deal with fraud-based, internet-based crimes and others. But the Sheriff's Department and our city police departments, in the case that I mentioned, these suspects were apprehended fleeing Ventura County on the 23 freeway.
Oh.
So, you know, a credit to our outstanding men and women of law enforcement who were able to go ahead. I believe in this case it was the sheriff.
Yeah.
They were able to apprehend these suspects. And I want to emphasize, they are accused. They
mm-hmm.
are afforded due process
right.
and the presumption of innocence. But nevertheless, it's just an example of
they're
when
carrying a blow dryer from that's a stolen blow dryer.
You know, you take these items, they're above 950, we're going to go ahead and file the felonies.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of people that are just going around and opening car doors and see if the cars are being locked. You know, I recommend that you don't leave anything in your car and that you lock your doors. That's the most protection. But there's just a swarm of people. They've been through my neighborhood. You know, they hit like six or seven different homes where two of them were unlocked, and they just took everything out of that car completely.
You know, Karen and Tracy, we call them grab and go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's exactly what you're
sure.
describing. You know, you're pulling car door handles to seeing if they open. And if so, you're collecting loose change, whatever is in the console and the glove, and you're doing it in a serial fashion.
Sure.
You know, sometimes those are very hard cases to establish who did it, to bring the perpetrator to justice.
Mm-hmm.
But when we can, you know, when we can go ahead and find out who commits these offenses, we want to make sure that there are consequences and they're held accountable.
That's very good.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk to Eric about what keeps him up at night. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, Ventura County. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin.
And I'm Karen Campbell. And we have Eric, our Ventura County District Attorney, with us today.
Very
and
nice.
And he is going to talk a little bit about what keeps you up at night.
Other than my 12-year-old son.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure that keeps you up at night too, right?
Yeah.
In all seriousness, fentanyl.
That drug is so lethal.
Alarming, disturbing, and indeed, Karen, lethal. I'm going to give you some chilling, sobering statistics. In 2018 and 2019, in the Ventura County District Attorney's Office, we had approximately 39 case filings involving fentanyl. They could have possessed it. They could have been selling it. For years 2020 and 2021, and granted, 2021 is not even over yet, we are near 350 filed cases.
Fentanyl? Is it?
It's a synthetic opiate. And what we're seeing from the interdiction standpoint, I mean, my job as the DA is to continue to work with law enforcement, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the FBI, and all our law enforcement partners to make sure that we're interdicting and stopping the flow of this lethal drug into our county. Obviously, we have to have a strong public health message so kids and adults don't use it. But in the past, you know, you had opioids. Maybe it was harvested, there was a season, it required rain, it required heavy labor. Now you have individuals who can manufacture this with different components in a basement, ship it here.
Sounds like meth.
Well, it, you know, it's a highly, highly lethal. It's formerly used in surgeries, but now it has a street currency, and we're seeing it described as blues, M30s, F. And what I have to do as the DA is make sure that we take this extremely seriously. So what I am going to instruct the DAs to do beginning next year is give an admonition, a warning to drug dealers who peddle this. If you continue to sell fentanyl, and if as a result of doing so, somebody is killed, you can and may be charged with murder.
Okay.
We have to make sure that consequences are severe and stiff for these offenses, because this is really a problem that's keeping me up at night. It's endangering lives, And unfortunately, tragically, it's also taking them.
And it's also getting to our children, too. So we've got to make parents responsible for that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And people think maybe it's a legitimate prescription drug. Or they think actually, you know.
Is it a prescription? Do doctors prescribe it?
Oh, sure. It can
for
be
what,
prescribed.
Like
but, but usually in a surgical setting.
Oh, so like it's where do you go to sleep? That was what Michael Jackson died from, right?
No? I think that was something different.
Okay.
But, you know, the fact that it's now sold in a pill form in the street is really inherently dangerous, lethal to life. And we have to make sure that when we find these individuals who are selling it, they're prosecuted, they're held accountable, and we also have to continue to make sure that we're interdicting or stopping the supply chain into our county and elsewhere.
That's just crazy.
That is crazy.
Tell us more about the center, though. We'll end this with the center, the juvenile or the justice center for people to go if they're victims of violence. I love this. This is great.
I want to give you something really exciting, Tracy and Karen. The center will open this summer a domestic violence shelter.
Yay, okay.
I mean, this is going to accommodate up to 14 different what we call suites or areas where a survivor can go. They'll be there from 0 to 15 days. We're going to accommodate pets and kids. There will be services to assist them while they're there. So this is our way of breaking the cycle, the intergenerational nature of domestic violence, and saying you don't have to go back to your abuser. We have short-term shelter, and we're going to connect you to the Coalition for Family Harmony and Interface so you can find permanent shelter thereafter.
That's great. But they, like you said, you can go to the shelter now. Even if you don't have an appointment, walk in and get help.
Absolutely.
Is it open all the time? Or?
It's normal business hours, but we do have people that they can contact after hours who will set up that appointment and make sure that they get the services they need. But this is our way of saying we want to help you. We want you to heal. We want you to get support. You're a crime victim. And as such, you are entitled to services under California law. And the Office of the Ventura County District Attorney wants to help provide it.
That is so awesome. There's domestic violent houses that are safe houses that we've had for years. But having a shelter is just going to make such a huge difference for so many people. It really is.
Absolutely. And I'll just give you one other example of how we're hoping to break that intergenerational cycle of domestic violence. We have a camp every year. And it's kids ages 7 to 17 who have either witnessed domestic violence or been victims of child or sexual abuse. We send them to the San Bernardino National Forest. They participate in life-based skills, rock climbing, campfires, kayaking, because we want these youth to say, hey, there's a positive future for me out there, and I want to go ahead and seize it. So part of our obligation is to make sure that we're preventing crime as well as prosecuting it.
Good for you.
That is so awesome.
You're inspirational.
Absolutely. So, Eric, tell everybody where they can find you, if they have a question for you, where they can get an email for you in case they have a question that they need answered right away.
Sure, absolutely. Let me give you two phone numbers and then an email address. So general questions about the district attorney's office, 805-654-2500. You just go to our website and there's an email there that allows the public to submit any type of question they may want. But we also have our Family Justice Center. This is what I talked about earlier in response to your questions. You can text the Family Justice Center at 805-947-7981, or you can email it at vcfjc.coop@ventura.org. One more time, vcfjc.coop@ventura.org.
That's wonderful.
These are great opportunities that we want the public to take advantage of because we want to make sure people get the help and assistance they need.
Are the services free?
They are.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show
Merry
today.
Merry Christmas to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's great to be on. Thank you very much, Karen and Tracy.
Thank you.
Awesome.